Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. This is Uptempo Talks, and you are sitting here with Coach Dylan Bellis and Coach Roy Moynihan. Today, we're going to talk about injuries, and more specifically, how we can deal with these injuries and what practical strategies can we apply to take action today and this week. I run into a lot of people who just don't have a plan to put into place. And there's a lot of information floating around out there on injuries, and how to solve them. But a lot of times it's very superficial, very on the surface. And we're going to try to dive into things a little bit deeper and get you more of a set plan of action and strategy to take forward with you over the course of your current injury or your future injury. To be real, running is a sport that has a lot of impact, that takes a lot of force, that we unfortunately run into a lot of injuries. And because of this, we must be ready for it before it comes. So we're going to do our best to share some stories with you, but also really dive into the tactical strategies we can put forward. So I'm going to kick it off to Coach Roy here. And Roy, I just have a question for you. Tell me about your injuries to date. What are the more significant ones that you've had to go through that have provided or given a significant challenge to you?
Yeah, as you said, every runner probably has their list of injuries they've gone through, and I don't want to bore you by getting into too many details with them, but some that come to mind would be a tibial fracture that occurred in college, my senior year of college. It was a result of running the steeplechase. I had an unfortunate fall, which is a story in itself, and then an injury I'm dealing with currently that, man, it could be going on the better part of a year, and I really need to tackle this, would be plantar fasciitis. This has been a little bit trickier, and I'll get into more specifics, but I've been able to run through it, yet I haven't quite been taking the steps I've needed to completely knock it out. So it's still lingering to this day, like it hurts right now.
Yeah, it's really annoying. You know, injuries, is, you know, something like that is something that if you don't address it, it's going to stay, you know. Our bodies get so ingrained over time, many, many years of running, that we naturally fall into bad habits, and eventually that avalanches on us, right? We are imperfect people. There is no such thing as the perfect form. We have to continually work on our body over and over and over again to, you know, stay on top of things, essentially. So to kind of follow up on your injuries, I've had two big injuries myself. So I had a VMO, vastus medialis oblique. It's the inner side of your knee. It's a quad muscle, 3 to 4 months off time recovery. And I also had an Achilles issue that lasted another 3 to 4 months, and more like 5 or 6 when it came to really going and not feeling any pain at all. So, you know, we've both been through our fair share of injuries. And again, these are just, we've shared, you know, 4 injuries between the two of us among 20 or 30 that we've probably really had over this time. We run a lot of miles. We've been doing it for a long time. We've experienced most of what a common runner would experience as well. So, you know, with your injuries, Rory, what did you do to help combat them? And were there, more specifically, maybe what didn't you do that you wish you would have done, and you could provide advice to the people who are listening today?
Sure thing. I think the two injuries I picked provide a good illustration, because the stress fracture that I had in college, I was ill-equipped to deal with. I did have a really good coach, and he gave me some great advice. However, I was actually uninsured in college, and it just was very pricey. I had to pay out of pocket to get physical therapy. I think I might have gone to one appointment, and they probably wanted to see me a few more times, and I just had to, you know, get all their printouts and exercises from that one session. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to schedule any more appointments. We did have a trainer on campus, but As some athletes may know, I felt like they paid more attention to the football team, and we were Division III school, so I didn't have the resources. So basically, it came down to what my coach told me to do and online resources. Basically, with the stress fracture, you're looking at 4 to 6 weeks off initially. I did a lot of cross training. My preference for cross training, which some people get really bored with, is aqua jogging. But I just found that it really maintained my fitness pretty well. I felt like I could get my heart rate up pretty well. I didn't really like swimming laps as much because I'm kind of a poor swimmer. And then elliptical, I just found a little bit harder to get the workout I wanted. Although I will say it was nice because I could simulate running form a little bit closer. So I guess my comeback wasn't too terrible, but I feel like it was a lot of guesswork at that point. Now, the injury I'm dealing with currently, plantar fasciitis, while I haven't handled it perfectly, it's been kind of nice being in this position at Runners Connect, because since I'm in charge of the YouTube channel, of course, the video content, hopefully our listeners have been watching our videos. I'd say every other video is related to an injury in terms of prevention, treatment, and returning to running. And it was fitting 2 weeks ago, the video that I posted was on plantar fasciitis. And like I said, I was able to run through it and it would kind of loosen up the first couple miles. And I'd be like, okay, I'm good. And I do a little bit of PT here and there, mainly rolling my foot out on a golf ball. And I did the towel scrunches with your foot, things like that. And I guess what I discovered from making the video is I really needed to take a more aggressive approach in terms of actually strengthening the areas that were weak. So for me, what I've been doing lately is calf raises, different calf raises, which have helped. And then if you watch the video, I also show some foot strengthening exercises you can do with a resistance band. And I've been doing those at home during, what is this, day 10 of the quarantine, and I'm actually noticing some results. So I'm going to try to make that a daily thing from here on out.
Cool. Yeah. I think, what I really heard there is that what's different from, you know, a prior version of yourself versus who you are today is that you've become a little bit better with creating structure around what you're doing. Now, you know, we both know that's not perfect, but it's definitely improved. Right. And I think that's something that is really important is to create the time in your day in which you focus on those things. That's a big one. Anytime we talk about strength, mobility, addressing injuries, weaknesses, that sort of thing, it's like running. You need to set a time for it. You need to allow yourself to put that work in because, again, if you neglect that, you're neglecting your body. Neglect your body, eventually it's going to fail you. That is how sport works. You have to continue doing work on yourself. Cool. Thank you for sharing that. So the next thing I really wanted to jump into right now is, let's say we are coming back from an injury and we had to take a significant amount of time off of running. We've kind of derailed our training and now we're looking at getting back into it. And, you know, where do we start from there? How do we get back into it? Now, again, you and I, we've both done it incorrectly over and over again. We're kind of beginning to learn how we can best address it ourselves more intelligently and thus, you know, through our coaching, help our athletes address their problems. Because the truth is that, you know, injuries suck. Physically, it's terrible. But mentally, it's really, that's where the drain is. We feel isolated. We feel like we've lost something. There's nothing like we can do to make it feel better. So we need that plan to set into place. So what I recommend is when we are going through periods of time in which we've had to take significant amount of time off of running is that we don't jump back in too fast. I have a general rule where it's that first week back, it's around 50% of your total volume. And if you feel like you need to do more, that supplementary work does not come on your runs, does not come in the form of intensity. It comes in the form of doing supplementary work, whether that's in the gym or doing cross training. Equal volume in the gym setting, but we are not running. We are not forcing things because there's a reason why we have these injuries. And if we don't correct them now, they will reoccur. Now, week two, again, it kind of follows in that line, 75% week two, and then we can get back into it. Of course, the longer the injury, the longer those phases set out. So if we miss 4 to 6 weeks, we might look at 2 weeks at 50%, 2 weeks at 75%, a down week thrown in there, and then kind of cycling back up again. So again, those are general rules of thumb I have for returning to injury. If you think you can do more, I don't really have a better answer than don't. It's the fact is that you have to allow your body to recover, to adapt from those stresses. And then from there, we begin to progress and add more things into your runs. Now, if you're feeling good, that does not mean we add in more quality either. I think the first thing we do after those things is that we add in short things. We add in hills, we add in strides, we start to have these steadier runs, but no structured workouts for those initial weeks. The goal is to get your body to 100% and to be sure about that. So in that time that you're building up your volume of your training and getting back things, you need to be addressing those injuries, you need to be addressing why they happened, and you need to be doing the work outside of running to ensure that that supplements or that supports your future and your successes going forward. So, you know, my bottom line is don't underestimate the complexity of your body. If you have an injury, there was a reason why that injury happened. So addressing that, the root of that cause is number one. And number two, allowing time for adaptation, recovery, don't jumping into things too soon, because that is what gets us back into that cycle of injury again. We're runners, we're stubborn, we do stupid things all the time. If we can step back a bit, be more intelligent, and really ask ourselves, hey, if I was helping somebody else, would I be offering the same advice? Would I be doing the same thing? That answer is probably no. You probably wouldn't tell them to go and do the same things that we have done over and over and over and over again. Rory, what other thoughts do you have?
Sure. A couple things come to mind. If I think back to the times when I got hurt, it typically came when I was training a lot and I had a lot of stressors in my life. If it was college, I was probably staying up too late, leaving assignments to the last minute. If it was like my work life, whether I was a teacher, again, it might have been like when parent-teacher conferences were happening, when grades were due. And I was in the middle of a track or cross country season because I was also a coach. And yeah, I was running low on sleep. So a big thing to focus on is just changing what wasn't working before. So sleep is, I think, one of the best ways to recover. Obviously, that's when all the repairing of damaged muscle occurs. So if you're getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep, you're not setting yourself up for a good comeback. So start there. Of course, there's various tips. That could be a whole different discussion on how to kind of improve your sleep schedule if that is a struggle, but try to make that a priority. The second thing that comes to mind would be diet goes along with stress. When I had those late night assignments due, when I was up late and I had those assignments due the next day, not only was I not sleeping, chances are I was eating a lot of junk food during that time to get me through, whether it was like energy drinks or just sugary foods, things that would kind of keep me going for the time being. Same thing even as a teacher. I would sometimes stress eat. I just go get fast food after a hard day and maybe not eat as healthy as I could have. So without getting into a whole discussion on that, definitely improve your eating habits during the recovery process. There's a YouTube video that I posted on our channel called 27 of the Best Recovery Foods. I believe the title is something like that. So check that out. That's a good place to start. And then we've alluded to it a little bit, but I think the biggest thing I learned from college and now is that you can't just take the time off, you know, do your cross training until it feels like it did before. You need to make that area stronger. I would always just do enough aqua jogging or cross training to feel good. I'd kind of come back and the pain would flare up again. So what I've learned, especially in my position, as I mentioned, doing these injury prevention and recovery videos, is that you have to work on the area, make it stronger. So that way, when you do return, it's not just going to come right back, which happens to a lot of runners.
Great. Great. No, great. All great words. What I really take home here is that it's not complicated work, but it's still very focused. It's still work that you have to continue to do. It's when you're highly focused in your training and something derails it, the easiest thing for you to do is just do the opposite of that and to completely just, you know, feel bad and go do all the wrong things and beat yourself, you know, into the ground essentially. But I think that if you can have these other structural components of your life, you know, taking care of your sleep, your stress, your diet, you know, again, these are not complicated. These are things that we preach over and over and over again. But if you're going through an injury, the real big thing here is that you create a structure, you stay on top of it, you make sure that you look at things more apart from that highly focused, highly driven person and take a step back and really see what is the smart thing, what is the intelligent way to get back, what is the quickest way I can get back, but to get back in a healthy, fluid, focused, and, you know, ultimately future driven manner. So big thing here, you know, don't, you got to think bigger picture, you know, are we running risks by doing things now that is going to make things worse down the road? So this is a very generalized, but I wanted to be very also specific in some details in which we can help people, you know, take on those strategies. And I hope that today we could at least provide you with, you know, some tools and, you know, relative tips in which you can come back from your injuries and begin to work on the areas in which need to be improved. Now, with this, I really encourage everybody to have that emergency action plan, because when things go south, are you going to be flying away or are you going to be fighting it? And I think it's the people who stay motivated, who fight it, who don't let just things go by and just give up. Those are the people who come back stronger, who put together intelligent training and can ultimately have those successes and reach those dreams. Whether that's, you know, 3, 6, 9, a couple years from that today, we have to think long term. It's really important for us to do the right things today and every single day and make that repetitive and really focusing on those habits. So take what you've listened to today's podcast and apply it to your everyday life. It doesn't matter if you are injured or you are healthy. There are still ways in which you can improve upon your training or really just structuring anything that you're doing. And that's what I really believe. So that's going to conclude our topic of discussion today with really injuries. But I wanted to, before we end today's podcast, I wanted to run through a couple questions with Coach Roy. Some quick fire questions. I'm just going to run through 2 or 3 questions, and I just want you to answer very short, short questions that would be insightful and helpful maybe to some other people. And it'd be good to get to know you a little bit more and how these questions may turn out. All right, here we go. So Roy, what would you say that your best daily habit is in relationship to your injuries?
Well, this is something new that I've implemented over the past year with just doing a lot higher volume when training for the marathon. I found that I just needed a day of rest, like a complete rest day. And I wouldn't always take that because I wanted to hit, you know, 80, 90. I need to hit 100 miles this week. But especially now, I think one positive with not having the races happening is I'm just making that more of a priority. So I take one complete rest day off per week. And then what I'll do, if you are focused on the numbers, I will still measure my miles in terms of 7 days. I'll just pretend that day didn't count towards that week. So it's kind of like a gap in between each week. So I'm still tracking my mileage and I can feel good that I had a big week of mileage while still allowing myself to bounce back a little bit.
Awesome. Thank you. My next question is going to be, what is your current biggest problem or challenge that you're facing in your training today. And we can relate this to injuries or not, but I really want to know, what is it that you are, what is challenging you right now? Again, I know that we have a lot of things going on with coronavirus. Of course, that causes a lot of stress and strain. But other than that, what is your biggest obstacle?
I would say sleep, because I'm kind of a night owl. So I'm working on that. But I've alluded to it in other podcasts. Still strength training. I don't know what it is. I just put it off till the end of the day. I tend to do it at night for some reason, which works for me when I do get it done. But also, it gets to the point where I get all my tasks done and I'm too tired. I'm like, oh, I'll just do it in the morning. And then I don't do it. And it just becomes a cycle. So if you guys have ideas on how to make yourself do strength training, that would be appreciated, because even us coaches need that.
Sure thing. Accountability is huge. You have to have it. And yeah, great. No, thank you again. Last question here. So Rory, I know that 2019 was a big year, had a lot of races, made a lot of improvements in your marathon, half marathon time. So obviously just short of some goals, but a lot of progress over the last year or so. And you know, my last question for you here before we go is, you know, what is one step that you could take right now that would contribute to your success down the road? What is something that you're doing right now, and maybe something that you're thinking about that you're trying to include in your training and racing in this next block, this next year of training?
I don't know about you, but I've actually been getting kind of motivated by seeing some of my runner friends on social media. I have some fast friends and who just work really hard, and it makes me motivated to train as well. So I'm trying to kind of flip this crisis on its head and just work harder as a result. So I'm focusing less on workouts, but just more easy miles to build up my volume and aerobic base. So that way, once the races do start happening again, I know I can handle that bigger workload, because I plan on doing more marathons and even some ultra distances. So basically, in short, more miles, and I'm going to work on that strength training.
Anything, you know, what leads to success is not the work that's done a month or 2 months or 3 months before. Those are important, obviously, but it's the work that you're doing 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 2 years out. That stuff's all cumulative that gets you to that point. And I think that, you know, you're showing that now. A lot of people might be kind of giving up a little bit, but we encourage everybody to kind of take the road that you are and saying, hey, this is the best time as ever to get better, to start working on some things that I've not done in a long time. So great answer, obviously. And thank you for that short little Q&A. Just a few questions here to end your day. So again, everybody, this is Coach Rory and Coach Dylan, and you've been listening to Runners Connect Uptempo Talks with us today. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you have any questions, feel free to send a message to us. We have open email addresses. You know, hop on our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube page. We got a lot of cool, interesting new topic coming out to you. So again, enjoy the rest of your day. And thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode.